Biden accepting China-made coronavirus vaccines for entry at U.S. land borders. By Edwin Mora on November 10, 2021. President Joe Biden's immigration officials now accept two non-U.S. approved coronavirus vaccine candidates developed by China to fulfill the inoculation requirement for land entry into the United States. A top official said this week after the administration lifted the pandemic ban on travel across America's borders. The Biden administration approved the Chinese vaccine candidates even after China, the birthplace of the Chinese coronavirus, reportedly hid the severity of the initial viral outbreak at its early stages with the help of the World Health Organization, WHO, allowing the deadly and highly contagious disease to wreak havoc across the world. In April, a Chinese pharmaceutical company reportedly filed for approval to distribute a vaccine candidate developed by an American company and its European partner, suggesting that even Beijing doubts its homemade products. Nevertheless, Beijing used its financial power to push its vaccine products on Latin America, Africa, and beyond. On Monday, the Biden administration reopened the U.S. borders with Mexico and Canada to all vaccinated travelers, ending restrictions for most non-essential travel from dozens of countries since the pandemic began nearly 20 months ago. Randy Howe, the director of field operations at the Customs and Border Protection, CBP, agency, listed vaccine products developed by two Chinese companies, Sinovac Biotech and China National Pharmaceutical Group, Sinopharm, as accepted Chinese coronavirus vaccines along with four others approved by the WHO but not the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA. The Chinese-made products are not legally available for American patients at press time. U.S. border officials also accept the three vaccines approved by the FDA, including the product developed by Germany's BioNTech in collaboration with the American company Pfizer and China's Fosun Pharmaceutical. Additionally, among those three FDA-approved vaccines is Johnson & Johnson's inoculation, which the WHO also approves, and the mRNA-based vaccine developed by American company Moderna. According to the high-ranking CBP official, verifiable and non-verifiable digital or paper records are acceptable proof of vaccination. The New York Times noted Monday. People hoping to visit the United States waited for hours last week to apply for vaccination certificates at health ministry offices in Tijuana. Mexican officials encouraged people to get the certificates and be included in a national database, even though the vaccination slips given out by doctors when shots are administered would be equally valid for crossing the border. The U.S. intelligence community alleged leaked documents from the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, and ultimately silenced whistleblowers determined that Chinese regime officials lied to the world about the extent of the outbreak within its borders, most severely claiming in the early days of the pandemic that the Chinese coronavirus does not spread from human to human. China denies the accusations. Beijing mismanaged its response and covered up the extent of the virus with the help of the Communist Party-influenced WHO Director Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, prompting former President Donald Trump's administration to suspend U.S. taxpayer-funded aid to the United Nations health body. The Biden team has resumed financial assistance to the WHO from its top donor, the United States. Even as evidence mounted that Chinese officials had silenced whistleblowers and suppressed information about the outbreak, the WHO chief lauded Beijing's initial response to the pandemic, reportedly drawing the ire of some of his colleagues. China has rejected U.S. calls for a full investigation into the origins of the ongoing pandemic and how it initially spread, information that experts believe could help countries tackle the Chinese virus. Under pressure after shutting down a probe into the origins of the disease launched by former President Trump's administration, Biden ordered the U.S. intelligence community to redouble their efforts that began under his predecessor to come to a definitive conclusion on the source of the virus. Health officials detected the first cluster of the Chinese virus in Wuhan, home to a top-tier virology facility where researchers are known to carry out studies on coronaviruses. Under the leadership of Dr. Anthony Fauci, the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, funded research conducted at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, WIV, that created novel coronaviruses that reportedly demonstrated to be more pathogenic to humans. At least some U.S. intelligence agents believe with moderate confidence the virus may have originated from a leak at the Wuhan lab. The WHO, in a disputed report published early this year, dismissed that possibility, asserting the virus has an animal origin despite scientists failing to find a single carrier among 80,000 animals tested in the Wuhan area.